Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Monday, the 1st of July. I hope you're well. Coming up.
Really, there's nothing a passenger can do except wait and hope.
Further talks today aimed at solving Aer Lingus pilots' dispute, and all women under 35 can now get free contraception. Plus, we'll have all the news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, unions and management at Aer Lingus will attend the Labour Court again today in a fresh bid to resolve the pilots' pay row. The talks come after an invitation was received last Friday when Forsa was considering sanctioning an escalation of industrial action. News Talk's Andrew Louth reports.
Both Aer Lingus and the pilots' union IALPA, a sub-branch of Forza, will attend the Labour Court together this afternoon. It's a different situation compared to last Tuesday when they held separate meetings with the disputes resolution body. After those meetings, it was ruled that the Labour Court wasn't in a position to intervene in the dispute between the two parties. Aer Lingus pilots with IALPA are currently carrying out an indefinite work to rule, which has so far resulted in nearly 400 flights being cancelled by the airline. Pilots had been looking for a near 24% increase as a result of a cumulative inflation since 2019. That demand has since moved to around 21%. It claims senior executives in Aer Lingus have received an increase in payments of around 66% in that time frame. Aer Lingus says it wants more productivity and flexibility in work practices for a pay rise above 12.25%. Forza says the situation is now at a critical stage and the outcome of this process is crucial. It adds that should it fail, the situation could be much worse than it is now, and there is a greater likelihood of escalating industrial action.
The rollout of free contraceptives for women in the 32 to 35 age group has been announced. It means all women aged from 17 to 35 are now covered under the scheme. The initiative was first introduced in 2022 and covers the cost of GPs, family planning, student health and primary care centres. Health Minister Stephen Donnelly says they've had positive feedback since the scheme was first introduced.
It's a very inclusive scheme. It includes consultations with your general practitioner, the medicines, any devices, the cost of fitting any devices. And certainly the feedback we're getting is very strong from women who are using the scheme. We're delighted that it's free and also delighted to be able to get into their GP to have a discussion.
Polls have closed in France after the first round of parliamentary elections, with exit polls showing a lead for the far-right National Rally. The party's leader, Marine Le Pen, secured around 34% of the vote and says the result shows Emmanuel Macron's centrist alliance, which came third, has almost been wiped out. French political commentator Agnès Pirot says despite National Rally support, they could struggle to win next week's decisive second round.
The hard-left leader Jean-Luc Mélenchon and everybody else really on the political spectrum agree on one thing. It is to bar Marine Le Pen from getting an absolute majority.
Junior Minister Emer Higgins' call to delay the traffic plan for Dublin City Centre is being slammed as bizarre. She's expected to ask the council to postpone the proposal to prevent cars passing through the city at a meeting today. Eight Green councillors have rejected her calls for the scheme to be delayed. They want the traffic plan to go ahead. Green Party Dublin City Councillor Michael Pidgeon doesn't think the minister should be interfering.
Firstly, I think it's slightly bizarre that a national government minister is doing the bidding of car park owners and coming down to a city council level and meeting to say that, oh, you shouldn't put in a bus lane. I think it's a very strange use of a national minister's time. But more importantly, I don't think the city centre should be dictated to or its design set by people who have a vested interest in getting as many cars in as possible.
There's been an increase in patients going into hospital suffering with malnutrition. That's the finding from the Irish Society for Clinical Nutrition and Metabolism. A new survey shows more than a third of patients being admitted are malnourished. The report, with data from over 3,500 patients, shows a 4% increase compared to previous years. Co-author of the report, Niamh Rice, says patients whose health is already compromised are most at risk.
We found one in three patients coming into hospital were nutritionally compromised, or in other words, they got a risk score for malnutrition, and two-thirds of those got a high-risk score. There were two reasons that we found that that was higher than previous surveys. The first was because the patients are older, and the second is we have more cancer, and that was more surprising. One in five patients had a diagnosis of cancer, despite the fact that they might have come in for other reasons.
In business news, SSE Airtricity customers will see a reduction of 10% in their gas and electricity costs from today. The price cut will mean a saving of €150 a year for electricity and €100 a year for gas customers. It's the third price cut in less than a year from the supplier, showing its energy prices are 30% lower than the height of the energy crisis. In entertainment news, Banksy's claimed responsibility for an inflatable boat full of dummies resembling migrants crossing the channel, which was seen at Glastonbury. The artist has posted a video on Instagram showing the boat above crowds during Little Sims set. It's drawn criticism from government ministers. British Home Secretary James Cleverly claimed festival goers were celebrating the actions of people smugglers. And in sport, in GAA, Donegal boss Jim McGuinness says he can't wait to take on his friend Pádraig Joyce in the All-Ireland football semi-finals. Galway will provide the opposition for Donegal in the last four after wins over Dublin and Louth respectively at the weekend. McGuinness and Joyce were Sigerson Cup-winning colleagues on a star-studded Tralee IT team back in 1998. In yesterday's other semi-final, Kerry accounted for the challenge of Derry by 15 points to 10. Kerry will now play Armagh in the last four. Donegal manager Jim McGuinness says it's going to be a great battle with Galway.
I am looking forward to that, you know, because I know that one of us will progress to the final. That's been honest, and the radio silence might kick in for a wee while, but I might send him a cheeky text tonight. But apart from that, I think that'll be it for a fortnight.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.